This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Of the 50 states in the Union, 49 now allow the sale of E15, or 15% corn ethanol blended gasoline. Montana is the latest state to allow the sale of the blend, but one state, and it's a big one, remains the lone holdout. We will hear more from Robert White with the Renewable Fuels Association next.
There I was, driving along, when I saw the corn laying down in the field, goosenecked again. Even though I tried everything, new traits, existing soil insecticides. Every corn grower knows the hassle of gooseneck corn. But now there's Narisma Insecticide from BASF, a better, stronger in-furrow insecticide that controls corn rootworm and below-ground pests. Stand up for your corn with Narisma Insecticide. Ask your authorized BASF retailer about Narisma and always read and follow label directions.
49 of 50 states now allow the sale of E15, or 15% corn ethanol blended gasoline. But the biggest state and the nation's trendsetter in new vehicle emission standards, California, still says no. Renewable Fuels Association Senior Vice President for Industry Relations and Market Development, Robert White.
E15 was approved by EPA and the first station opened clear back in 2012. So we are now almost 12 years into the process of trying to get all of the states approved to offer E15, and California remains the last holdout.
For the state that prides itself in tough auto emission standards, it begs the question, why doesn't California want its drivers to have the option of a lower carbon renewable fuel?
They've been really focused on their low carbon fuel standard and expanding that. And of course, their interest in electric vehicles. But again, they can set whatever goals they want emission wise, but don't exclude the liquid fuels from helping out in the interim or the long term, and don't stop innovation and technology at the same time.
White says that until the California Fuel Policy Setting Panel changes its stance, E15 will remain off the table.
No action by the California Resources Board is keeping the fuel price artificially inflated, but at the same time, causing more pollution than is necessary.
White says ultimately, RFA expects California to become the 50th state to okay E15 sales as an in-between step to bring down emissions and the highest gas prices in the nation. You can find this story and all of our daily news stories on our website at iowaagnet.com. This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.